jazz made in Australia. An hour of Australian jazz brought to you across the nation by the Community Radio Network. I'm Philip James, sitting in for Paula Langlands for the next few weeks. It's said that not even the very best recordings can match the excitement of seeing jazz being created live. And while that's true, live jazz recordings are the next best thing. And this is a show of the next best things. We're going to kick things off in what was one of the great jazz venues in Australia, Melbourne's Bennett Lane Jazz Club. It's a song written and sung by Martin Breeze, and he's backed by the James Sherlock Trio. We'll be right back. Indeed, Martin Breeze there with the James Sherlock Orchestra, a piece called Rain. From Bennett's Lane, where that was recorded in Melbourne, we're heading to the Lazy Bones Lounge in Marrickville, Sydney. The Sonic Mayhem Orchestra have been playing Monday night gigs at the Lazy Bones since, well, since forever. This is an exciting band to witness live, believe me, and the track we're going to hear demonstrates that amply. This is a bebop inspired piece called Baba Do Beep. Thank you. How about that? The Sonic Mayhem Orchestra, a piece called Baba Do Beep, written by the band's leader, tenor sax player James Ryan. The soloists were Adrian Keevil on the piano, Simon Ferenczi on trumpet, and Kim Larson on the alto sax. Our next piece was recorded at the Wangaratta Performing Arts Centre in 2013 as part of that town's annual jazz festival. It features Barney McCall on the piano, and he wrote the piece called Apple Tree. Jonathan Swartz is on bass and Hamish Stewart's on the drums, and it's taken from an album called Marulbark. And the album, Barney McCall tells us, the album title is named after the indigenous name given to his hometown just east of Melbourne. This is Barney McCall and the trio and Apple Tree. Kleine McCall there in a piece called Apple Tree. Janet Seidel was an engaging singer who accompanied herself at the piano, and on virtually all recordings and concerts she was joined by brother David on double bass and Chuck Morgan on guitar, who occasionally also played the ukulele. Her cabaret show was divided into two parts. The first half would be a concert, and then during the interval she'd take requests, which she'd play in the second half of the show. I'll let her, Janet Seidel, introduce this next piece for you.
Thank you very much. Now, here comes a very special request for us, because my mother, Mrs. Brenda Seidel, is here, and she's 82, and she's made quite a few requests. Always my favourite since Janet introduced me to this sort of music. Now, that's a very interesting comment. Yes. Oh, okay. Mum's changed her request. Okay. We were going to do Send in the Clowns for you, Mum. Oh, okay. All right. Now, I might say that Mum was at the very first gig I ever did. I think I was 18. She didn't really approve of me singing Peggy Lee's Fever. And Mum, now at 82, still tells me what to sing. This one features our wonderful guitarist, Mr. Chuck Morgan, and it's from an album we've just released called Don't Smoke in Bed, the songs and the singing of Peggy Lee. And Peggy wrote this beautiful song, and so a change from our advertised program for my mother. Play the guitar, play it again, my Johnny. Maybe you're cold, but you're so warm inside. You can be kind.
Janet Seidel there with Johnny Guitar, featuring Chuck Morgan on the guitar. Beautiful. Recorded, that track was recorded at the Adelaide Cabaret Festival in 2003. Next, a very early recording by the Morrison brothers, James Morrison and John Morrison. It's from an album called James Morrison at the Winery, and the track is Autumn Leaves. Thank you. Yeah, Autumn Leaves there from an album of James Morrison's called James Morrison at the Winery, recorded at the Rothbury Estate Winery in the Hunter Valley, to be precise. Glenn Henrick soloed on the flute and Steve Bryan on guitar. Mingus Amongst Us is a tribute band to, well, you guessed it, the music of composer and bass player Charles Mingus. It's the brainchild of baritone sax player Steve Fitzmaurice. He assembled a star-studded band to play a concert, which was recorded at the Foundry 616 in Sydney in April 2015. And we're going to hear Charles Monk's composition called Jump Monk. This is Mingus Amongst Us. Yeah, wonderful piece there called Jump Monk, performed by the Mingus Amongst Us band. Soloists were Peter Farah on the alto sax and Michael Azzopardi on piano. Earlier in this show, I played a piece from Martin Breeze and the James Sherlock Trio, recorded at Bennett's Lane Jazz Club. We're going to hear another piece recorded at that same venue now. It's the Sam Kievers Nonet from a concert they recorded in March 2005. And the piece we're going to hear is called Pachyderm Picasso. That was a piece called Pachyderm Picasso, arranged and composed by pianist Sam Kevers and taken from his Nonet's album called No Conditions. And the featured soloist on that track was trumpeter Scott Tinkler. You've been listening to Jazz Made in Australia, produced for the Community Radio Network and recorded in the Sydney studios of Eastside Radio. Jazz Made in Australia was produced and presented today by me, Philip James. Our final track features the Evan Loaning Jazz Orchestra from a concert they gave at the Paddington RSL on the 22nd of February 2013. Three of the selections they played on that day ended up on a special double CD that was put together to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the Jazz Action Society in New South Wales. This is the Evan Loaning Jazz Orchestra and a piece called Bondi Rocks. Thanks for listening to Jazz, and I look forward to your company again next week.
One, two, one, two.